You told your fellow growers you're feeling more and more optimistic about this year's crop, and we heard some other people say that. Expand on that a little, please.
Well, we did our strip counts the first week of July. We saw increased fruit sizes over last year. I don't think that's maintained itself, but it's been good. We had a more uniform bloom, and overall, I think the industry has a lot better flush that's expanded out, and all programs look better that I see as I travel around.
Do you have any idea why that is this year?
I put a lot of it to the good Lord, Mother Nature, and rainfall. We've had some very timely rainfalls this year, not excessive as we've had last year in our Flatwoods groves, and I'm feeling more optimistic about that, and growers are more concentrating as farmers, looking at everything instead of just one silver bullet trying to find a magic solution out here.
I heard several growers say that. Things looking better, yet we had some very low private crop estimates so this summer. How do you account for that?
I really admire the people with the earlier forecasts. They're consistent. They go back to the same groves. I see some groves that look very good, and then I see another grove adjacent to it that doesn't look so good, and whether it's rootstock, variety, tree health, irrigation system, bicarbonates, whatever the problem is. But overall, our groves and what I see, I feel better. Polk County, which is the largest producing county, I'm a little hesitant to say it has as good a crop as it did last year. So overall, they could be on the button as far as the crop goes. But I'm feeling better in this area.
You noted that different products seem to work differently and have varying degrees of success against HLB and silage in different places.
Yes, and we're seeing this with all the products we're using for silage control, and this year has been a very difficult time for silage control, but we're seeing the different nutritional foliar programs we have. We're seeing good results with all the programs we're using. We're using basically three programs, and we're seeing good results with all three programs, and we think a combination mixture and just getting out and seeing what the trees need and timing seems to be very critical for everything we do right now, more so than ever before.
And I think you wanted to mention, and some other growers said, there are a lot of issues other than HLB that growers need to keep up with.
Yes, we have the nematode problem. Through our area, we've had a young tree decline problem for years. That still persists. Dioprepes is always a problem. And I think some of these rootstock soil type combinations haven't worked out as well as we'd like for them to. So I think it's just footsteps in the grove and being adaptable and changing programs for different groves. It's the most important thing we can do.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.